You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. As you heard before the break, Michigan State University has hired Mel Tucker as its new head football coach. Coach Mark D'Antonio retired earlier this month, leaving MSU with few options at a critical point in the calendar. Mel Tucker has ties to Michigan State, where he was on Nick Saban's coaching staff 2 decades ago. He's worked for several other programs since then. It's the price tag that got a lot of people's attention. According to a published report from The Athletic, Tucker will double the salary he received at his current job in Colorado, more than $5 million per year at MSU on a 6-year contract. As you also heard, many observers have had questions about whether this was the right move at the right time for MSU and the nature of the hiring process. We asked Diane Byram, one of MSU's trustees, to join us, and she agreed to do so. Diane Byram, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit why the university put together this package? I think all told, the compensation's close to $30 million to hire Mel Tucker.
Well, obviously, Michigan State University was looking for a new head coach. That we're in a very competitive coaching market in terms of the Big Ten. And so our package is competitive with the Big Ten coaches. Nothing out of the ordinary there. What I really want to focus on, though, is that we had a successful search. It was at warp speed, but with Mel Tucker as our new head coach for the football program at Michigan State University, he's absolutely the right person at the right time for the program.
At the same time, he is a second choice candidate and a candidate who had already said no, publicly stating he was going to stay in Colorado, and then who came around after receiving what he called an offer that was impossible to ignore. He's a guy with only 1 year under his belt as a head coach, and while he is respected and has some MSU history, he only had a 5-7 record last season.
Well, this is a celebration of an outstanding, top-tier head coach for Michigan State University football program. I will not subscribe to a discussion or a description that Mel Tucker is anything but a top-tier football coach. He's had extensive experience not only under Nick Saban, but also under Jim Tressel at Ohio State. He does have roots starting back at Michigan State University as a graduate assistant. And so it was Michigan State welcoming back a family member. And we are very excited about having him here. And we're very excited about the future of Spartan football.
You know, a number of columnists who wrote about this hire had searing criticisms for the timing of this. The NCAA's president, Mark Emmert, was just in Washington, D.C., pleading with senators to head off several states' plans for allowing compensation for athletes. How could anyone look at this compensation package and believe that universities can't afford to pay something for their players?
We're talking about the head coach position for the football team. There are separate conversations going about in some 30 states as well as federally on how you handle compensation for student athletes. And I do believe that is a conversation that needs to happen in the halls of Congress and have a single standard that everyone knows the ground rules on. But that's a separate issue from hiring a head coach for a football program in East Lansing, Michigan.
Regardless of whether MSU can afford to pay its players, so I'm happy to put that aside for the moment, can MSU afford to hire Coach Tucker? The university has paid out $498 million to victims of Larry Nassar, and there are still 20 cases left. Negotiations over those cases may not be done yet.
First of all, the general fund budget of the university and student tuition dollars are not the same dollars that are used to fund the athletic program. The athletic program stands alone with its enterprise and its revenues, and it's self-sustaining. So you can't equate the university's financial picture and student dollars and state tax dollars with the running of the athletic department. They're separate budgets. They're funded separately.
Where has the new president been amid this hiring process?
Well, President Stanley was involved to the extent that he was supporting the athletic director, Bill Beekman. It is the role of the athletic director with his team to identify, vet the coach, and then bring forward their recommendation for board action. Now, having said that, he did have the support and the counsel of President Stanley, but it is the athletic director who should be front and center. It should not be the president, and it should not be the board of trustees. And in this case, it was the athletic director. We trust Bill Beekman as our athletic director to conduct a search and bring forward an outstanding candidate. And in that measure, he was absolutely successful with the with our hiring of Mel Tucker as our next football coach.
Should fans be concerned to see the comments of the public comments of one trustee very prominently questioning whether a waffling candidate is the right one? That the trustees are indeed driving this process and not Athletic Director Beekman?
Well, I can assure you the trustees were not driving this process. The trustees were informed and kept abreast of what was going on through the athletic director. The trustees were not reaching out to candidates. The trustees were not traveling with the athletic department for interviews. The trustees were kept informed, but this was a search that the athletic director and his team at MSU Athletics conducted.
You know, reports stated that Michigan State's first choice, Luke Fickell in Cincinnati, turned the job down because he felt that the cultural issues around MSU right now were just not something that he wanted to deal with. Does that raise any red flags for you about what should be happening in the governance of the university?
Michigan State University just successfully landed its 25th head football coach. That is something to celebrate in Mel Tucker. Does the university have challenges? Absolutely, as do universities across this state and this nation. And it's always a work in process, but it has the priority of the Board of Trustees and the president to make sure that we have a more welcoming, safe, and inclusive culture at Michigan State. We are embarking on a strategic planning process across the university that is, we've already started. We're also embarking on diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we're very specific and we're very determined in how we approach those issues of DEI so that we can make a significant difference in the culture at Michigan State. But again, these issues are ongoing across all college campuses. Today, being a trustee at any public university is a very difficult job, and it's not for someone of the faint of heart because you have to make tough decisions. You're faced with very difficult issues on a daily basis. And at Michigan State, we're 50,000 students, 20,000 faculty. We have students from every county in this state. And we have students from across the United States and across the globe. So it is a very difficult job, and it's something that we take our pride in. And at Michigan State, we feel that we have a top-notch program, and students want to come to this university, and we are graduating successful students that go on to have great careers and make a difference in the world.
You know, to that end, we were talking earlier today with Daniel House, a columnist for the Detroit News, and he observed that he really sees endemic issues with the oversight of our biggest three universities in Michigan by elected trustees. You know, no question what you're saying. This is a very difficult job governing very big schools, but he was saying that he just thinks the system is not delivering what residents and students need. And for the record, he was not just talking about MSU. Do you think Michigan is getting the best governance possible out of the system we now have?
I believe you can make the argument for elected boards of trustees for the three research universities, which is what the Michigan Constitution provides, because we have a much bigger and broader mission than some of the more regional colleges in the state that are appointed by the governor. And so I do think that you do get more diversity and who's sitting on those boards than you might otherwise get with a gubernatorial appointment that can have even some political dynamics at that point. I want to draw attention to the fact that Michigan State University landed a new president, our 21st president, in Samuel Stanley. And he's been on the job for a little over 6 months. And that was a very successful search with a top quality candidate that is the top caliber across the United States. So I think the future at Michigan State University is very bright, and we are on a good trajectory, both in terms of having a new president in Dr. Stanley, but also with the athletic program, with this new hire of Coach Mel Tucker, to complement what we already have as outstanding coaches across our athletic program.
Diane Byram, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate your speaking with us.
Thank you.
Diane Byram is a trustee of Michigan State University.